ourselves to be master. And we shall be very eager there to consider ourselves to be slave. That is so high. A competition in the conception of the slavery, slave of the slave of the slave. Such high sphere is that. If we have enough boldness, then of sacrificing, then we can hope to enter and live in that domain. Sacrifice. Sacrifice to the extreme. And again Hegel comes, die to live. It is a very broad thing. Die, broad and bold. And also meaningful. Die to live. Are you ready to die? Then I can recommend you a land where you can live. Are you bold enough to die? There's nothing worth living here. Have you come to, can you come to such conclusion? Here every particle is worthless and it is mischievous. Have you come to realize that? That there's not worth living. This world is not worth living at all. So you can easily be agree to die. And say you will give the be given the opportunity of living a proper life. After death, life after death. Die to live. And he is for himself, not for you or any ghost like us. He is for himself, so dignified. So dignified, every atom is so dignified that they all should be regarded with honor. The soil is such. Do you like that soil to live in? The soil is such, so dignified soil. To become a slave there, Milton, the opposite statement, it is better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. Satan's opinion. Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. But just the opposite. Better to reign. It is better to serve in heaven than to reign in hell. The opposite of the satanic doctrine. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Gaur, paradise lost. Paradise lost because they lost their faith in Saranagati, surrender, in the truth of surrender, that was disturbed and they came to live with their freedom and the prejudgment, Adam and Eve. And they had to come down in the world of calculation of one's self, individual free will, own responsibility, then earn and each enjoy. Earn and enjoy the world. We have come, earn and enjoy. Labor and live. The world of labor and live. And there, without labor, sustenance is to come. When Adam and Eve was in a surrendered position, no labor was necessary. Everything automatically. Soul does not require any food to maintain this material body. That is spiritual, eternal body. No necessity of any addition from the outside to keep up the vitality there. Surrendered pure spiritual life, soul. And then when free choice came, instead of, in place of surrendered stage, then labor and live. Entered that one, labor and live. And the Satan was at the back. Why you are a slave? Why you are a slave? The tree of knowledge. We are very much so, Bhagavat has described the knowledge. Don't rely on knowledge. The tree of knowledge, the fruit was tasted by Adam, not Eve, first. First Eve, then Adam. Tree of knowledge is dangerous. It brought down to the world of calculation here. Surrender. Good man society, higher society, no deception. No hypocrisy, no conspiracy there. So knowledge, calculation, good, bad, all these are meaningless there. Automatic flow of the goodness in the atmosphere, whole. No doubt, no suspicion, no meanness to cheat one another. So no question of calculation, everything automatic and flow of goodness is in that atmosphere. That is the lower part of Vaikuntha, lower part of Vaikuntha. Again, higher in Goloka, it is more beautiful, more loving, more sustaining, more sweet, ecstatic, Goloka. So practical feet in that sort of life, charm of that sort of life. Sarvadharmān parityajyamāmekam saraṇam gacchami. In Bible, the history of fall and not going up so very expressively. That is vague. The Son of God has come to take them again up there. The fall of Adam and Eve, that is very clear. But that one man is taken from this plane to that plane, not such a very explicit, clear history. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And who are there? So like so many Christ that have full faith in the in God's land, God's action, God's goodness, they will treat the wealth, the prosperity, the charm of this world of enjoyment to trample under feet, die. I resign all comfortable post in this world. However, a kingship and leadership, a lover like Romeo, a lover like, beloved like Julius, all dismissed. I am ready to dismiss all these things for higher, some mystic and unknown. Sweet, sweet life, sweet, sweet home. I have finished. There was one Bhakat Singh, one of the leading anarchists in Punjab. He got capital punishment. Then one gentleman asked him, the day of your death is drawing near. He told, I am very eager to see the afterlife. This life is finished all. No charm in this life, it is finished. Eager to see the afterlife. But that man does not know that afterlife is also similar. The anarchists after life, what can it be good, but very good? Attraction for this mundane, can't tolerate another ownership, kingship. He wants to snatch the kingship, the leadership of this material world from another gentleman, as charm of this material world. What afterlife he can have to see? Very glorious. Avinchadamangalam. One is to look after with very neglected dignity, even the post of the creator of this world. Who can create this world, but is in relativity of this world, mortal, nasty. The Brahma, who has created, and who is master of this world, but he is in the relativity of this nasty world. His position is also condemnable. What to speak of the ordinary persons? Karmanam parinamittat avirinchadamangalam. You and I, what is our position? Meager. But even the creator of this whole mundane world, he is also surrounded with inauspicious, reactionary consequence of life. Then Shivoham, Shivoham, Shivoham. Next, after Brahma, there is Shiva. Shivoham, do not care for material comfort. Independent of material comfort, as a soul, as I can live. That temperament, Shivoham. I don't care for any material achievement. I am sufficient in myself. Sufficient Atmaram. I am self-sufficient. I don't require any exploitation of this world, of anyone. That is marginal position. But it is so high and so charming, dominion over the head of that Shiva, when he comes in connection with that, I want to enter as a slave to that holy and magnanimous land. I want to be a member, the lowest member, that is an ant. Even an ant's position in that noble domain is something to be envied. And Vaikuntha. And then Vaikuntha, over that Goloka, or Goloka, over that, or deeper, or the most comprehensive and the most subtle, all-pervading Goloka, solid circle, highest plane ever found, subtlemost plane ever found, that is the foundation of all different variety of planes we can experience, Goloka, that is beautiful, that is love. Beauty and love. Similar thing, sweet, similar thing. Beyond power, power seeking. This has been definitely brought down for us by Mahaprabhu Nityananda, Srimad Bhagavatam. The last treatise of Vedavyas, the giver of the greatest magnitude of revealed truth in this world. Revealed truth in different forms, in its greatest magnitude and detail, given by Vyasadeva from Badrika also. And the key to that, to the highest cabin, was given first to his son Sukadev. And Sukadev he tried to impress the present scholarship of India, the then scholars of India, with that high ideal in the whole theological world. Shukadev did successfully. And next there was another sitting in Naivisharanya, where 60,000 of Brahmin scholars met there just before this Kali Yuga, the Iron Age. And there also one who heard, who was present in the assembly of Shukadev, and he was Sutidhar, that once heard it, remembering eternally. That is Sutidhar. Only once hearing, it is recorded final. There was one such peculiar scholar, was Shuta, Ugrasrava, whose oral deception was extraordinary, revolutionary, really extraordinary. One impression caught finally. That Ugrasrava, through Shruti, whose hearing is very, very highest degree. He was present in that assembly and he caught it and distributed to the 60,000 of the Brahmanic scholars gathered in Naivisharanya just before the advent of this, beginning of this Kali Yuga, Iron Age. And that is Bhagavata. And Vyasadeva, when these four sittings completed, one narrowed to Vyasa, second, Vyasa to Shuka, and third, Shuka to Parikshit in the scholars' assembly, and the fourth from Ugrasara Sutta to Saunakadi Rishis. Then with this introduction, three shloks, Vyasadeva sent it to the market, Bhagavata. Janamadrasya jatannayat, dharma prajjhita kaita bhutta dharma, and nigama kalpataru garitam phalam. These three poems introduced as introduction, introduced Bhagavata, introduction. One, about the dharma purjita sammandhagyan. What is what? The second, what is the means to the end? And the third, what is the proper conception of the end, of destination? Three. Where we are? Who am I? Where am I? What am I in this way? Sammandhagya. And the second, Abhidhyo, what is means to my end? And the third, what is the conception of the proper end of life? Different from all the all other recommendations from different theological scriptures. This is the specialty of this book. Mainly, after liberation, how one can live a dignified life. It is meant for them. They are to nirmatsaranangshatan. They must be free from all jealousy. That's their say. It is meant for those particular saints who are completely free from any trace of jealousy. Nirmatsar. Jealousy means who cannot tolerate higher position of any other than he. That is jealousy. There is the test. At every step you have to feel. You have to feel without prejudice that everything in your paraphernalia holding higher position than you. You won't be. If you are jealous, then you can't advance a single step there. If jealousy is fully eliminated, if you are ready to tolerate that everyone you come across holding higher position than you, and you should not mind anything from that, no reaction, if you can tolerate, that everything, every article, every dust of that plane is superior, holding superior position to you, all Prabhu, and you are the slave. If can you accommodate you in such a way, then you have a very higher place where you can enter and live. But nimmatsadanam satam, not only ordinary saint, that jealousy must be exhaustively eliminated. Then you can hope to come to study and you will be able to understand what I say, that everything is superior and you are the lowest. Then you can have everything there, progress, free. You can be freely live there, move. But that temperament, the minimum demand from you is that. And that is finish everything. This demand finish everything. I told that Hiranyagarbha here, Sahajiya, from Lalita Babu went to the Babaji class. Vaikunthe Pratidvadi Sakali Chinmay. At the Golok, below Vaikuntha, and there also everything made of spiritual dust. Water absorbs all atoms are spiritual, and that is of higher quality than you soul who wants to enter there. So you have to enter into that domain, and then you can hope to get company of the Narayan Bhakta, and then higher up than Goloka Vrindavana. It is not a matter of joke, a matter of luxury. So easy. Then don't pass deserve, then have. No deserve, no having. On the imitation he has, plodding in the mud and thinking I am in the divine lake of Radha Kunda. Go for you. Nidai Gaur Hariyo, Nidai Gaur Hariyo, Nidai Gaur Hariyo. Death means die to live, death means not only the spiritual, this physical, but mental death, and the death of all our ambitious aspiration. Death means just jurisdiction is so much. Die to live. Living is also wonderful living. Living is also wonderful, strange thing in comparison with the present living. That is living. Living along with all good, all high, all divine, all superior. How happy living. I am breathing, everything is of higher quality than my own self. How happy, how elevating. But have we such courage, boldness to live there, to die a wholesale death? To die a wholesale death of our all experienced life, to be severed from all the valuable things we ever gathered experience of. Is it possible for us? Not so easy. All the ideas, high ideas we have ever accumulated or come in association to, all given up. Not only our physical acquisition, but our mental acquisition, mental prospects, ever acquired, all given up. Dissolution of the whole mind, body, and only soul, naked soul, to be taken to that land with the help of so many saints of that caliber. Gauri, stranger than dream. Reality stranger than dream, fiction. Hare Krishna. Prospect, the standard of prospect should be raised so high. Gauri, Hari, Nidai, Gauri. Self-abnegation. If we can have some conception of the truth, then we'll think it is sinful. What we aspire, that is all sinful, nasty. Why should I be a master of so many? Gauranga Sundar. How? We hate slavery, but we'll be able to understand how dignified a position to be a slave to this whole wonderful goodness, to be wonderful master. It is possible, not impossible, to peep into that higher position of truth. Gaur Sundar. We'll be eager to cast ourselves at the feet of those holy persons. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Mahaprabhu told once in Puri to Sanatana Goswami's case, Sanatana Dehottyage Krishna Jodi Paiye Ekkhone Koti Deho Charite Paiye. Sanatana, if it would have been possible that by giving up this body I can get Krishna, then in a moment I am ready to sacrifice this body crores of times. This body. Sacrifice. Die. That is, in a moment, I want to invite crores of times death. Die to live. Crores of death I'd like to invite, welcome. If by doing so, I can get my Lord Krishna. How standard? What standard? Where is Krishna? Of Mahaprabhu's conception? Die to live. We think, die to live. To die means to give the whole thing. But Mahaprabhu says, in a moment, ekkhone, in this moment, I am ready to die crores of times. If by the result of that I can get Krishna. But no, Krishna is not so cheap. The physical death, what? What benefit is there by physical death? This is to give up a dress, a flesh and bone dress. What charm is there? But something more. By the Sarvanesan, positive life is there, not by negative sacrifice. What we all possess, we can go. Not by naked, if we can, we can have a naked body, we can go, no. Some positive attraction for that. That is the real thing. Shraddha, sadhu sangha. Serving tendency, that is the visa, not passport. Not passport. Yeah, any number of passports I can collect. No. Visa is necessary. Yes. The sanction of that place. But they are very broad-hearted, very generous, very loving, and infinite resourceful. Infinite resourcefulness is there. Now England is trying best to oust the foreigners. So long they are liberal. Now a party has raised, there so many foreigners have come to live in England and making the original British people's lives intolerable. So there must be some check in the over the immigrants. But there, that is infinite, no such limitation there. All may come, but come with goodwill. With goodwill, standard goodwill you should come. You are all welcome, infinite. Infinite. But you have to give up all your anti-tendencies of this land to keep outside. You come. You come for the interest of us, for the whole country, you come. For the Lord, you come. You are all welcome. Very earnestly, affectionately welcome. He is Lord of all of us, not only of a particular section, but He is the Lord of all, and loving Lord, an infinite Lord. His love is infinite. His ways are infinite. Everything is infinite. So no possibility that our portion will be lessened if you come and take partake into the service, no? Come, we rather want more may be engaged in this service, we will be happy, more happy, more happy. But service, mind that, service for His satisfaction, the criterion. We are all searching for His satisfaction. Not any one of us. If we find that lacking there, then we will turn your enemy. With this idea, all can come. Radharani says to his anti-group, though it is all necessary, but she does not know how to satisfy Krishna to his heart's content, then why she venture to come very close connection of him that is in her company? The harmony means many and one, and the gradation is of that type. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If she can serve more, I shall be aloof. I shall give her nearer to my Lord. But she fails to do service to the highest satisfaction. So what to do? I have to go nearer, because for His satisfaction, not for myself. That is the criterion there. It is very inconceivably understood to understand. Inconceivable to understand, but still it is there. We find it is recorded in Chaitanya. And this way the gradation is there. All center concern. All center concern. And another remarkable. Putilagi Koyilavashyasala. If to satisfy him, my Lord of heart, I am to serve a lower idea. Like a prostitute, I am ready for that. If it is for his satisfaction. Whatever is for his satisfaction, apparently it may be the lowest, but that is the highest. Only one criterion, his satisfaction. And the our calculation is good or bad, has no value. Only one criterion, his satisfaction. That is the only one criterion. Krishnendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bani Prem. And it is drawn up to the highest position among the servitors. All these are very high things. It is good to talk, but to get it is very, 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 very difficult. So it is safe that one day we may hope to reach that domain. But now we are in the midst of disappointment. But I do not like this. I don't feel a normal position here. Dissatisfaction, virakti. I do not know whether my aspiration would be realized any day or other. But still I cannot connect my faith with any other thing, any other conception, but Krishna conception. Because I shall be able to get anything easily in a day or two, then I must contract with that. I am not a person to do such contract. No. I may get or I may not get in my eternal quest, eternal search. Still, I won't budge an inch but from the ideal that my Lord is Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna in Vrindavan, and the Krishna in Vrindavan as the son of Yasuda, as the friend of Subaladas, and as the consort of the gopis and Radharani. I want to have his service, and the service of the servant of him, that I adore, welcome. But no kingship, leadership, of any sort of achievement, no nākaprishtam, no chaparumishtam, no sarvabhaumam, no rasādhipattam, no yoga-siddhi apunat bhavamva, samanjasatta virahajya kankhi. Vittasur says in Bhagavad. My inner aspiration is after you, my Lord. But not here, Lord Krishna, Vittasur, Narayana. But Narayana is also so charming that I have met all these prospects of my future life. I want you, my Lord. My heart, my Lord, my heart. So sweet. Godhead is so sweet. Back to Godhead. Back to Godhead. And God is such of Krishna conception, God, the very sweet, sweetest of all good. Nidai, Nidai, Gaur Hari Bhur, Gaur.